In the pregame show for tonight's game, we talk now with Baldwin head coach Gavin Prosser. Coach, the Highlanders are in the hunt for a playoff spot in Section 4 and currently tied with Cannon McMillan. Your thoughts on where the team's at right now?
We've been up and down pretty much all year. What really is going to determine how we finish this is, our effort, our enthusiasm, our energy on a daily basis. That's something that we've been really focusing on. And, we're right there. We just got to keep playing hard and let the chips fall where they may.
Obviously, you have a very talented team. Last week, Baldwin knocked off then unbeaten Bethel Park 45-34. Yeah, how much of a confidence builder was that win for your team to know that they can go out and play with just about anybody?
I think it built our confidence to a certain degree. I think that we've known that we can play with teams like that. It's just a matter of, getting a little luck here and there sometimes and showing up every day.
In the win over Bethel Park, freshman Lauren Gilbert was a huge part of it with a career-high 18 points. Now, how pleased have you been with Gilbert's play, and how bright of a future does she have?
Lauren's been great. She's consistently one of our hardest workers. She's a basketball player. You could see it from day one that it's something that she truly loves to do. She's working hard, and I think her future is very, very bright.
There's a lot of experience on this squad, including senior Nikki Corcoran. Tell us about her and some of the others who've led the way for the team this season.
Nikki has definitely improved since, my first year at Baldwin. She didn't see much time as a sophomore. She was just behind some girls. But she's stepped up and she's improved tremendously over the last 2.5 years. And she put in the work and it's paying off for her.
And you mentioned that it's been an up and down season, and we talked about the Bethel Park win. The Highlanders stumbled right after that to 4-win Chartiers Valley with a loss. What does Baldwin need to do to be a little more consistent this year?
I think it goes back to the energy and effort and enthusiasm. It's a mindset with us. And it's something that we talk about a lot. And we just have to come ready to play, knowing that, if you don't show up, any team in our section is capable of beating any other team. So it's really, a day-to-day process.
And as a player, you were a standout at Baldwin and also collegiately at Point Park University. Is there anything that you've brought with you from your playing days that you incorporate now as a coach, whether it's a Baldwin tradition or perhaps the style of play that your team has?
I've stolen a couple of little sets off of my coach down at Point Park, Bob Rager. It's something that, his style of play was real fast-paced and run and gun, and that's kind of how we like to play at times. So that's something that we try to do. That's pretty much it.
I'll ask you one more question about your playing time, but your senior season, a terrific year at Point Park, 29-2, if I remember correctly, and nationally ranked one of the highest scoring teams in the nation. And take us back to that year and how much fun it was to play on that particular team.
Oh, that was unbelievable. It was a dream season. Unfortunately, we came up short in the national tournament, but I made some friendships on that team that I'll have forever, and looking back on it, and we're still the winningest team in Point Park history, which is something that we're pretty proud of. It was just really, really great to have that much success combined in one season, and it's something that we worked really hard for, and it's something that we tried to show these girls here at Baldwin that the hard work, when it does pay off, can be really, really awesome.
An important game for Baldwin against Leopard St. Clair tonight. You saw them earlier in the year. What's the game plan for your team tonight to come away with a win?
We just have to play. I think we're winning the whole game up until like the last minute, the last time we played them. And we made a couple mistakes down the stretch. My starting point guard for that game fouled out with about 3 minutes to go, I believe. It's just something that hopefully we're going to learn from and apply here today.
It's Gavin Prosser, the head coach of the Baldwin Highlanders. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight. We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Girls Basketball Game of the Week.